to be with us today. In fact, we have people that have come from New York, Florida. Where else have they come from? Minneapolis.
Thank you for being here.
Utah. So we are very grateful that you all have chosen to spend your rainy, snowy, beautiful Saturday morning with us. We promise to deliver today a very informative, inspiring vision of what Nerf 2 Activation and the LightVantage product line can mean to you. We live in an extraordinary community, nestled in the Rocky Mountains, graced by God's beauty. We are a community that does not take for granted the sunset over the Gore Range, or the transformation of our landscape after a 3-foot dump. We love the bald eagles that fly above, the marmots that we get to see on the mountain, and those beautiful rainbow trout. We are absolutely blessed.
Tastes good too.
There are not many communities where you know 70-year-olds that rave close to freezing temperatures to get their thrill on the mountain. Nor are the 5 to 6-year-olds that vomit down Avante on their skis or snowboards. Or what about the hardworking dads? Sorry, talking about my husband. That gets to run Eagle River after a hard day's work. We also have a lot of moms that run up Vail Mountain before they start their day. We are absolutely blessed to live in this valley. But it's not always so blissful here in the Vail Valley. It's not cheap to live here. Many of us live far from our families, which is our biggest sacrifice. It gets cold, the springs are very muddy, and the closest Target is 40 miles west. The closest Whole Foods is 40 miles east.
Yeah.
But each and every one of us chose to live here. And each and every one of us had to carve out a special niche to make it work, to live in this beautiful community. We are an athletic community, an educated community, a charitable community. Some think we're crazy for living here. But what I know is that we are a community that inspires each other, each and every day, to live to their fullest potential. I want to kind of let you know what we're going to be doing this morning. Dr. Sean Talbot will speak for the first hour, and he's going to educate us on the science behind Nerf 2 Activation and the LightVantage product line. Then we have the wonderful Jennifer Smith from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, who will speak to us on prosperity. I am going to host the Elite Athlete panel, which consists of Sarah Schlepper, Gary Stern, Jessica Crate, and our very own Dr. Sean Talbot. Unfortunately, I think we're gonna miss Anita Ortiz because she was up all night growing up. So that is unfortunate. I want to let you all know that there will be transitions throughout the day, so if you need to get up and excuse yourselves, use the restrooms. They are located to the left of the auditorium. I also want to let you know that we have snacks and water. I do ask that you do not bring food into the auditorium. And if you don't mind silencing your phones, that would be wonderful. I want to give a heartfelt thank you to my business partners, Rondi Berge and Carol Underdog. Without the two of them, this would absolutely not have been possible today. Rondi shared this with me. Rondi shared this with me 3.5 years ago, and I will forever be grateful to her for this opportunity. She has the most beautiful heart, the most generous heart, and I am honored to be her friend and business partner. And then we've got the Carol Underdog. Stand up, Carol, stay up. I often think to myself, if I could only be half as cool as Carol Underdog when I'm her age. She is, you can't find this woman at home. She is always on the go, getting things done. She really gives back to her community, and she has been our blue M&M, as we call her. She's a very dear friend. She's a great listener, and I'm so grateful that I have her friendship. I am going to introduce Dr. Sean Talbot, but I have to read his bio because it's very extensive. I am honored to introduce Dr. Sean Talbot, the Chief Science Officer of LifeVantage. He is the recipient of a dozen competitive research awards. He has published over 200 articles and 10 books on nutrition, fitness, and wellness. He holds a diploma in sports nutrition from the International Olympic Committee and serves as a nutrition and fitness consultant and educator for a variety of elite athletes, including professional triathletes, NBA basketball players, and members of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, the U.S. Track and Field Team, and the U.S. Olympic Training Center. Dr. Talbot received an MS in Exercise Science from the University of Massachusetts and a PhD in Nutritional Biochemistry from Rutgers University. He has completed Entrepreneurship Master's Program from Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He is a fellow of both the American College of Sports and Medicine and American College of Nutrition. Dr. Talbot's scientific background in nutrition and product development has further helped his mission for LifeVantage of bringing the next phase of natural products to help people achieve vigor, defined as physical energy, mental clarity, and emotional well-being. Dr. Talbot and his wife, Julie, have two children. He loves to ski and regularly competes in triathlons, including 16 Ironman and ultra marathons. As you listen to Dr. Talbot's presentation, I invite you to focus on your opportunity to be the first to market with this important information. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks. Thank you.
That was great.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for coming out this morning on this snowy morning. I didn't think I'd be saying that when we came out here to hike yesterday in the pouring rain. So my wife is here with me today. It's her birthday today. So I'm going to talk for about an hour. Hopefully I can get across all the points that I want to. One of the things I love about coming out here, I love it out here, by the way. I was out here last August to do a bunch of races. I'll be back this coming August to do another couple of races. But one of the things I love about it is that, similar to where I live near Salt Lake City, you know, you can be in great shape, you can be at the top of your game, and then the three guys ahead of you at the coffee shop can kick your butt in whatever your best sport is. You know, that's one of the things that I love about trying to get the most out of your body. So today, you know, I'm going to talk about NRF2, and I'm going to talk about the science of cellular stress, and I'm going to talk about the LifeVantage products and why I think that they're unique and different. But I want to do it kind of within the context of performance. And when I talk about performance, it's not just physical performance. It's not just about going faster or recovering better or getting the most from your body. That's part of it. But a big piece of what I study and what I've studied for most of my career, and Jennifer alluded to it in the introduction, is this concept of vigor, which is, in psychology research, vigor is this three-tiered measurement of, it's one part emotional well-being, it's one part physical performance, it's one part mental performance. And that's important for athletes, because you can literally track an athlete, and you can measure if their vigor is low, they might as well not even get on the starting line, to be perfectly honest with you, because they're not going to get the best out of their performance that day. It could be a mental thing, could be a physical thing, could be an internal cellular kind of a thing, but if their vigor is not high, they won't do well. But that vigor concept applies to every single one of us, because that vigor is something you want to have high, because if your vigor is low, you might label yourself yourself as depressed. You might label yourself as fatigued. You might label yourself as just having a, you know, your quality of life is low when your vigor is low. An athlete might look at low vigor and label it as overtraining or label it as burnout. And so, you know, when I talk about these kinds of things, very often I'll use athletes as an example because they're a good example. You know, they're at the peak of their game mentally and physically. But we should all want to strive for that. You know, whether it's hanging out with our kids, whether it's building a business, whether it's doing your best at your job or your schoolwork or whatever it is, we all should want to have that high level of feeling our best and performing our best and looking our best even. So I'm going to start off with this. I've done a lot of sports over my career. And one of the things that is, you know, it's nice for someone to say, you know, however many Ironmans I've done or ultramarathons or, you know, Olympic Training Center and all that kind of stuff. But when you look at what the reason for that level of success, it all comes back to a teamwork kind of a thing. I started off being a rower in college. And you'll notice there's not just one guy in any of those boats. In fact, there's 9 people in each one of those, in each one of those 8s. In order to be successful, they all have to pull together. You all have to come together as a team. In fact, this is how I met my wife. She was the coxswain, the person who was in charge of the boat. And one thing led to another, but we won't go into that. When you look at even a cycling team, right, a lot of times somebody will point to the guy or the gal who's on the top of the podium, who comes across the line first. And you're going to hear from Gary Stern, who's a fantastic cyclist and a fantastic business person later, but Gary, you know, it's not just the one guy, right? It's the whole team, right? You need people who are, someone has to break the wind, someone has to be a sprinter, someone has to be a climber, you know? There's one person who sort of is the leader of the team, but you all have to come together to make that team. When I talk about Nerf 2 a little bit, it's the same sort of an idea. You know, even when I do these ultra marathons, right, and I'm running through Leadville, where's my Leadville person? So when I'm running through the dark in Leadville this August at mile 70 or 80, you would think that's the most solo of all the pursuits, right? You're alone, you're crazy, you're in the dark, in the woods, but there's a whole team of people, right? You're running to the next aid station where there's going to be 50 people who are ready to take care of you and help you onto the next aid station. I'll get to mile 70 and there'll be my pacer will be there to sort of limp me along to the next place, right? It really is, even when it looks like a solo pursuit, in LifeVantage, when we traipse our pro 10s, the highest level in our company, when we bring them across the stage, and our pro 9s, and our pro 8s, and our pro 7s, it's great for them to get that accolade because they were the leader of their team, but it was their team that got them to there, right? So the same thing is with this Nerf 2 idea that we're talking about here at LifeVantage. It's not just LifeVantage that's bringing this to the world. It's not just me that stands on a lot of stages around the world and talks about how it's a really unique, a really different, literally a paradigm shift in how we think about protecting the body and improving the health of the body. But there's been a whole team, worldwide team, global team, that has brought it to where it is today. It started, I want to give you a little historical perspective for where Nerf 2 has come. So in 1968, I was one year old in 1968, this enzyme called SOD, superoxide dismutase, was discovered. The guy who discovered it is Dr. Joe McCord. He's the guy who held this job, the job that I have now at LifeVantage. He was our chief science officer. He's retired now. But in 1968, he discovered this enzyme, SOD, which is an antioxidant enzyme. It's an enzyme inside of every single one of our cells that protects the cell from oxidative stress or oxidative damage. So when you're exposed to cigarette smoke, when you're exposed to sunlight, when you're exposed to from oxygen radicals, just from metabolism in your body, that damaging oxygen molecule can cause cellular damage. It can damage your membranes. It can damage your mitochondria. It can damage your DNA. And SOD is the thing that protects those cells from becoming damaged and from accumulating damage and dying or becoming dysfunctional. And so this was a big deal in 1968. SOD, oh my gosh, we've discovered this enzyme. All enzymes are proteins. We've discovered this protein that can protect the cell internally. It was a seminal moment in science. The problem was SOD is this giant protein, and so we discovered pretty quickly you can't put it in a pill and give it to somebody because it gets broken down very quickly in the digestive system. You can't even manufacture it and inject it because the body breaks it down very quickly in the bloodstream. It has to have its effect inside the cell. It's an internal protective enzyme. And so years and years went by with sort of a lot of studies having these dead ends, right? We knew one of the most important protective compounds, but we didn't know how to activate it. We didn't know how to make use of that. We didn't know how to harness the potential benefits there until 1999. So mid-90s, late 90s, a bunch of Japanese researchers started making findings of finding the cellular switch, a pathway to turn on the cell's production of that SOD. And what we found is that when you activate NRF2, which is another protein that lives inside of every single one of our cells, that turns on the production of SOD and catalase, another protective enzyme, and glutathione, another one, and heme oxygenase, another one, and at least two dozen that we know of right now. So when the cell needs more protection, we activate NRF2, the cell makes more of these protective proteins, and we protect ourselves from whatever the source of that stress is. Does that make sense to everybody so far? But the problem was, in 1999, we knew it was there, that we knew that that switch existed, we just didn't know how to turn it on. So now, in 2003, a group of researchers in Colorado, led by Dr. Joe McCord, found out how we can flip that switch. And they formed a biotech company around that idea called Lifeline Therapeutics. They found not only individual phytonutrients that would activate NRF2, things like turmeric and green tea and bacopa and things like that. There are lots of them that we know of today. But what they discovered and filed some patents around was this idea that if you put them together in just the right formula, you could get a very profound activation of this NRF2 pathway. So they made a product around it called Protandim. They launched it in 2003, put it on the shelf at GNC, and on the shelf at Vitamin Shoppe, and on the shelf at CVS and Walgreens and all those sorts of places. And some of you know what happened. What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not a lot. Yeah, it's not a very exciting story, that part of the story, is it? Yeah, not a lot. It sat there. Because at that time, what it was a different kind of antioxidant. It was an antioxidant where you could take it, your body would make its own antioxidants and protect you from the inside out, so to speak. But it sat there on the shelf at $50 a bottle, right next to the vitamin E, which was $20 a bottle, right next to the vitamin C, which was $10 a bottle, and nobody knew what the difference was. Antioxidant, antioxidant, antioxidant. I'll get this one because it's half or less the cost. So it didn't sell. And it didn't sell until they formed a new company, LifeVantage, and brought it out through this network marketing model. Because this is a story that has to be told. It's such a new story. It's such a different story that your body can protect itself if you just give it the tools that it needs, that through network marketing, LifeVantage grew from zero. In fact, it grew from losing money as LifeVantage, or as Lifeline Therapeutics. It grew to where we are now. We're about a $200 million public company, which is a pretty rapid growth phase when you look at the number of years there. And now, you know, the whole idea of NRF2 activation is, I think, a better opportunity now, today, than it was in 2009 or 2003 or 1968. It's a better opportunity now because the way we think about NRF2 is completely, completely different. It's not just about antioxidants. It's not just about protect the body. It really is, and I say this because I just came back from this conference. The first NRF2 science conference in the world happened the beginning of January in the UK. This is the first time a scientific conference has ever been dedicated just to one pathway like this, because it's such a fundamentally different way of thinking and protecting the body. So 3 days of just NRF2 science after NRF2 science after NRF2 science presentation. And when I say that, I know you guys are thinking there couldn't be anything worse than that, of sitting there for 3 days in rainy England, talking about things like this, talking about NRF2 pathway, talking about NF-kappa-B pathway, which is an inflammatory pathway. Talking about, you know, for me as a scientist sitting there in the audience, I gave a presentation that I'll talk about in a second, but sitting there talking to these other, or listening to these other researchers talk about activating NRF2 and preventing Alzheimer's, activating NRF2 and preventing liver failure, activating NRF2 and preventing, there were dozens of anti-cancer presentations. I mean, it was for me as an uber nerd, it was, you know, blowing my mind all of those 3 days. The thing that was cool for me is I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist. I was the only one across all 3 days that presented natural phytonutrient activation of the NRF2 pathway. So it was funny because, you know, a lot of these people were pharmaceutical people, and a lot of them were pure academics who were studying one nuance of the NRF2 pathway. And I'm presenting about weeds and seeds, you know. I'm presenting, you know, roots like turmeric and leaves like green tea and things like that. And you could see them kind of looking at me like, this doesn't make any sense, except for the science I was able to present. You know, here's what we have. Here's the research that we have. Here's the actual data. So we're thinking of NRF2 in a completely different way now. We think of NRF2 as this convergence point inside of our cells that really govern how every single individual cell in our body responds to the stressful environment around it. So you can think of NRF2 in the center here. Here's your environment out here, all the things that we're exposed to, and then the what I mean by the convergence point is that your activation or not of the NRF2 pathway is going to determine everything about your metabolism. It's going to determine your ability to mount a stress defense, effective or ineffective. It's going to determine things like your longevity. There were presentations there at the NRF2 science conference showing if we can activate NRF2 more readily in this species and this species and this species, they'd live longer because their bodies are more stress resilient. That's a pretty good thing to have, and we know that we can do it in all of these products. That idea of NRF2 activation is built into each one of these products in a little bit different way because they're all sort of tissue specific, and I'll get into that as we go through. Does that make sense to everybody so far? Okay. So the way that we're trying to talk about this now is to get away from a little bit of talking just about oxidative stress and just about free radicals, because that's certainly one very, very important piece of the puzzle. But if we think of stress as the problem, and here we're talking specifically about cellular stress. If we step back for a second, talk about stress in the world, right? Does anybody in here have stress at all? Why does everybody laugh when I ask that, right? So people won't even put up their hand anymore. I say, who has stress? And they just go, ha, 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 and then they start crying, you know, when they actually think about it. But I mean, we're surrounded by stress, right? A lot of times when I give a stress talk in a public forum like this, people expect, as a nutritionist and a physiologist, they expect me to get up on stage and say, you know what you guys need to do? You need to manage your stress better, and you need to get 8 hours of sleep, and you need to get 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables every day, and you need to, and I won't even get through my whole list before people start giggling, right? Because it's ridiculous to think that we can do that kind of thing on every single day because there's so much stress surrounding us in a modern world. So that stress that we have, whatever we're exposed to, the air pollution, the poor diet, the sunlight, our metabolism, the fact that we're aging, all of those are stressors that we can't avoid. We can measure all of that right down to the cellular level, and even further than that, right down to the genetic level. We can see what that stress does to our genes and what genes are being turned on and what genes are being turned off. So the way we're trying to talk about this now is to put stress at the very, very center and consider this. If this is the problem, the stress in the world and the stress at the cellular level and the stress at your gene level, how can we fight back against that? We can fight back against that by improving cellular function. This is what Protandim and Canine Health do. We can tissue direct this stress balancing effect towards the skin. This is what our True Science products do. We can tissue direct this stress balancing benefit to the brain, and we can induce mental clarity. That's what the Axio products do. And then these products that we have in our pipeline that we'll launch sometime next year, these physical fitness products, we can direct that same NRF2 activation towards the fat cells, and we can get a weight loss effect. We can direct it towards the muscle cells and the bone cells, and we can get a building effect for people who are looking to change body composition that way. And what we end up getting is this idea of LifeVantage being something of a stress reduction construction company where we've got products to reduce cellular stress, you know, no one's ever going to come up to you ever and say, hey, do you have any of those cellular stress reduction products, right? And my cellular stress feels really high today. I really need to activate my Nrf2, right? That will never happen ever in the history of ever. But what people will be looking for are these benefits, right? The benefit of reducing cellular stress and getting yourself back into that balance point through Nrf2 activation is that you'll feel better, look better, perform better. And then there's a business opportunity here too, because the number one source of stress for people is financial stress, right? This is something I've studied for a lot of my career. The number one source of, when we measure this, chronic stress is financial. And one of the reasons for it isn't because it's not, you know, it's not like an avalanche. It's not that kind of stress. It's not an earthquake. It's not a flood. But it's a chronic stress that's always there in the back of your mind. It's there when you wake up in the morning. It's there when you go to bed at night. You're thinking about it all day long when you're at your job. You think about it when you see your kids and you wonder if you're going to be able to pay their college tuition, you know, which is the situation we're in right now. You know, we're like, oh my gosh, you know, that's always there. And that weighs on you. And it weighs on you at the cellular level. And it weighs on you at the genetic level. So if we can balance that from a business standpoint and from a product standpoint, that's a pretty good opportunity. So how do you do that? How do you maintain that balance? When I think of balance, I think of it from the perspective of biochemistry, because that's what my background is in. When I talk about balance, I'll talk about the balance between these damaging free radicals and the protective antioxidants, or the inflammatory cytokines and the anti-inflammatory cytokines, or a breakdown hormone like cortisol, a primary stress hormone, and testosterone. Those are the kinds of things that we can measure, and we can say, if you're too high on the breakdown one, that's going to be a problem. That's going to cause cellular stress. That's going to cause damage in the body. That's going to be bad. But if we can get you back into a balance point, that's going to be good. And I'll show you how we measure that with some of our data. So think again about, we'll use one of those sources of stress as an example. Here's oxidative stress. Look at all of the things that surround us in the world, in our environment, that can lead to higher levels of oxidative damage in the body. And this speaks to the balance piece of it. You can have too little physical activity or too much. You can have an inadequate intake of fruits and vegetables, or you could have too much of a fast food. You know, you can go back and forth on that. When that happens, when you have too many free radicals in your body, you have too much oxidative stress, the knee-jerk reaction for most people is to go down to the store, go to the shelf, get at Whole Foods or CVS or wherever you buy your vitamins, buy an antioxidant. So you'll buy a multivitamin with a lot of antioxidants in it, A, C, E, beta carotene, selenium, zinc, those sorts of things. Or you'll buy a high-dose vitamin E or a high-dose vitamin C or a beta carotene, or resveratrol is a very hot one right now. And not only are those things not protecting you, they're causing damage in the body. And we didn't know about this until about 10 years ago. All of these studies that you see on the page right now, on the slide right now, these are all examples of doing that traditional approach, which people right now are spending billions and billions of dollars on every single year in the United States. Multivitamins and antioxidants are the largest subcategory of the nutrition supplement industry. Nutrition supplements are about $30 billion in the US, and multivitamins and antioxidants are the biggest slice of that. But we know that they're not protecting you. We know, in fact, that if you're supplementing with too high a level of vitamin E, you're increasing your risk for prostate cancer. Not decreasing, increasing. We know if you're supplementing with too much beta carotene, you're increasing your risk for lung cancer. We know that some of these mixed antioxidant supplements, such as multivitamins and selenium, for example, are increasing your risk for skin cancer and even increasing your mortality rate, right? Mortality rate means death rate. So if you're dying too early because you're taking the wrong vitamins, that's a problem, right? That's a bad side effect to have from your vitamins. And you know, I show this slide to scientific conferences that I speak at all the time. If I go and talk at, you know, American College of Lifestyle Medicine or the Anti-Aging Academy or something like that, I'll put this up there. And the physicians and the other scientists that I'll talk to, they'll see these slides and they'll go, yeah, next slide. We know this. We've known this information for 10 years. We've been telling people this to, you know, to not do this. But it hasn't gone over into the public domain until very, very recently. Like, the average person on the street has not heard this story until about a week ago, really. About a week ago, we were, you know, I hesitate to say that we were lucky that these data came out, but there were a lot of media reports that talked about exactly this scenario. And I say we're lucky because it's getting people to realize, hey, wait a minute, don't do this. This isn't protecting you like you think. In fact, it's causing problems. Do something different. And the difference is, you know, our thinking now is activate the NRF2 pathway, right? That, for a lot of people, is going to be a very, very new concept for them to hear. That if I take the right herbs, if I take the right weeds and seeds, like I joked about before, I can activate this NRF2 pathway. I can protect myself. I don't need to take those big doses of antioxidants. And this is why we know this. It's not new news to us. These studies have been conducted over the last 10 years, the same sort of a time course as those negative antioxidant studies. And what these studies that you see now are showing is that when we activate that NRF2 pathway using the specific blends that we have in our products, we can have a beneficial effect against, here's a skin cancer study, here's another skin cancer study, here's one looking at the synergistic improvement. This one specifically looked at glutathione levels. Here's one looking at superoxide dismutase and catalase. This one in circulation looked at keeping blood vessels open for longer after a sort of a surgical intervention. You know, over and over and over again, we've been able to show that this blend of phytonutrients activates NRF2, increases your ability to protect yourself, lowers your cellular stress, and improves the health of whatever tissue we're looking at. You know, and it's happened throughout the entire body. So this is really a paradigm shift in the way we're thinking about protecting the body. And it all comes down to this little cartoon that lives inside of every single cell. Not the cartoon, but the pathway lives inside of every single cell. So let me orient you to what this is. If you think of this as one cell, one of your 30 trillion or so cells that you have in your body, this is just one of them. This is the cytoplasm. So this is inside the cell, but not inside the nucleus. Here's the nucleus. This is where your DNA is, your genetic material. And so your NRF2 protein is just this little protein that lives in the cell. It's kept inactive by this other protein called KEAP1. So this complex, this KEAP1 NRF2 complex, is sort of like a thermostat inside your cell. A thermostat that's sensing the level of cellular stress. So if you don't have any stress going on in your cell, if your cell is perfect and balanced and life is grand, it's not doing anything. But as soon as any stress is sensed in that, oxidative stress, inflammatory stress, any of the kinds of stress I talked about before, KEAP1 will release NRF2, because NRF2's role, once it's released, is to travel from the cytoplasm into the nucleus, attached to this very specific part of the DNA called the ARE, the antioxidant response element. And then that docking is the signal for gene expression. And the product of that gene expression is more SOD, is more catalase, more heme oxygenase, more glutathione, more of those protective enzymes. That's awesome, because now your cell can protect itself from whatever the stress was that set this off in the first place. Does that make sense to everybody? So you flip that switch, your body makes more of these protective enzymes, you protect yourself, the damage stops. That's good. And if the story ended there, that would be an awesome place to be. We could take over that whole antioxidant multivitamin category, and we could be a several billion dollar company. That'd be a great place to be. We're 200 million right now. The other half of what's going on with this NRF2 activation has nothing to do with the protection side of it. The other things that are being produced when you activate the NRF2 pathway are what we generally call housekeeping proteins or stress response proteins. So even though we're building you a bigger shield to prevent any further damage, some of that initial damage got through, and there's accumulated cellular debris. There's accumulated cellular damage there that is kind of gunking up the cellular works. If that happens in your brain, you're not going to be quite as sharp. If it happens in your knee, you're going to have a little bit of a twinge there. If it happens in your skin, you're going to have wrinkles. If it happens in your mitochondria, which make energy in your muscles, you're not going to have the stamina and the energy that you want. So the cleanup process is the other half of what happens when you activate the Nrf2 pathway. So that right there, in some ways, is even more exciting. Because think about, if you could go in there and naturally flip that switch, you protect. If you can go in there and naturally flip that switch, you can clean up. You're actually making the cell better and stronger than it was before. You're inducing a healing response at the cellular level. That's why this is so exciting. That's why every single pharmaceutical company that I'm aware of is studying this pathway and studying synthetic activators of that. And that's why when I went to the Nrf2 conference in England, everybody there besides me was a pharmaceutical-oriented kind of a person, because that's their holy grail. If we can develop a drug that induces the healing response in that cell, game over, right, for whatever disease pathway they're looking at. And when I say that, sometimes people will get a little bit nervous and they'll go, well, does that mean that LifeVantage is doomed? You know, and I say, absolutely not. That means that other people are telling our story. You know, I want more of those Nrf2 drugs to come to market. Right now, there's only one on the market. As soon as there are more of them, that means that the story of Nrf2 gets to be more mainstream. And it's not just me talking about it, or LifeVantage, or 300 academics sitting in a hall in London, you know, talking to each other about how awesome Nrf2 is, right? It has the potential to tip into the public domain very soon. And that's going to be good for everybody because it has so many great benefits. It's this idea of not taking antioxidants, making antioxidants. But that's just the first part of that story. So even if you have a perfect non-stressful life, you eat 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, you get your 8 hours of sleep, you stay out of the sun, you manage your stress perfectly. Am I describing anybody in here? No, not a single hand, right? Even if you have perfect sort of stress balance, we're all aging. And so here we can track the body's production of Nrf2 over time. As we age, we can compare young animals to old animals. And this is Nrf2. You can see that these are darker blots than this. Nrf2 is fading away when we get older. You can also look at it this way, graft. An older animal has less than 1/4 of the density of Nrf2 in their bodies compared to a younger animal. And the result of that, you have lower Nrf2, you have higher level of oxidative damage in your body. So you have less of a shielding effect, more stuff slips through. Your body is more damaged because you have less of this protective pathway. And we've figured out how to activate that. How can we get more Nrf2? How can we activate the Nrf2 we have at a more efficient level? We do it with these ingredients. This is sort of the secret sauce that we have built into some of our products. Each one of these is a known Nrf2 activator. So we know that curcumin from turmeric root is a Nrf2 activator. We know that EGCG from green tea is a Nrf2 activator. The secret of what we've been able to discover, and this is the subject of the patents that we hold around the world, is that when we put these five together, we get a synergy, right? There are ways we can study this in the laboratory. We can study what turmeric gives us. We can study what green tea gives us. We can study what the combination of green tea and turmeric gives us. And then we can study what the combination of everything gives us. All of those different permutations let us get to the synergy that we have built into all of our products. And so the synergy of this five isn't 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That would be an additive effect, five times. We get more like 13 or 15 or 18 times the effect. That's a synergy. And I give you that range because it depends on how we study it, what the potencies look like, what the cell bioassays look like. But there's a true synergy there. And we can also look at it this way. So we can look at the individual ingredients, and we can see here's milk thistle, this green bar. Here's bacopa, this black bar. And we can see that these are all very effective Nrf2 activators in this cellular bioassay. But we can also look at protandim. And we can see what this does. So what you're noticing here is that not only are you getting many, many more fold induction, we're getting overall higher potency, but we're getting it at a much lower milligram amount, right? So the level that we're getting higher activation, but we're getting at a much lower dose. That builds into the safety, the effectiveness, the overall efficacy of this when we deliver it to somebody. So people, you know, that's all great. I can show you a cartoon. I can explain to you the Nrf2 pathway. I can show you a graph like that in a bioassay. But people will ask the legitimate question of, all right, what happens when I take it? What happens when I eat a Protandim tablet? What's going to happen in my body? And this is what happens in one of the clinical trials that was done. Here are the people before supplementation in the red dots. And what we're looking at here is the level of cell membrane damage throughout the entire body based on their age. What do you notice about the red dots? Forget about the green dots for a second. Just look at the red dots. What do you notice about the ones in the older people? 60, 70, 80. They're a lot higher than the people who are down here 20 and 30. Why do you think that is? They've got more damage.
Rusting away.
They're rusting away. They've got probably have less Nrf2 protein. They probably have less efficiency of being able to activate it in response to some sort of a cellular stress. So they've accumulated cellular damage throughout their body up here. Now, after we've supplemented them with Protandim for 30 days, these green bars, you can't even tell the difference really biochemically between a 70-year-old, an 80-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old. Right? That's a legitimate anti-aging effect right at the cellular level. And you'll notice that what we did is we didn't bring it down to zero. You know, you see we're right around one on sort of relative units. We brought it down to a youthful level, right? We brought that 80-year-old down to a 20-year-old. That's where we're supposed to be. That's a healthy level so that the cell can still respond to the environment around it in a healthy way, okay? And so you can read the conclusion from the researchers, an overall average reduction in the oxidative stress marker by 40%. 40% in 30 days is an astonishing number to see. You typically don't see that kind of thing. So that's what happens with Protandim when you take one internally. What happens when you put the same stuff on your skin? The same idea of topically applying Nrf2 activators. We get something like this. We have a little bit different blend. So we have the same 5-ingredient blend, but we've enhanced that with some additional Nrf2 activators. And the reason that we did that was we found through our research that certain phytonutrients can have a more directed effect in certain tissues. So these Nrf2 activators, brassica extracts, plantain extracts, seem to have much more predominant effect on the skin. I'll talk about some other ones that we have in Axio that have a more predominant effect in the brain. So we're able to tissue direct this benefit so that we get Nrf2 activation, but we get it in the brain for focus. We can tissue direct Nrf2 activation so we get it in the skin for wrinkle reduction. We can tissue direct it to the fat cells, to the muscle cells, to the whatever benefit that we're going for because we've been studying this for so long. So what happens when we put it on the skin? We put it together in a whole regimen and we get things like this. We get beauty benefits within 4 weeks or within 8 weeks, depending on the benefit that you're looking at. Here are the benefits. There's a clinical trial of 86 women, and you can see how our products, True Science, compare on these measurements against all of these prestige brands. These are the top shelf beauty brands that are out there. So if you're into that thing, you'll notice, oh yeah, that's the one I was taking before, and that's why I was taking it. Oh, and these guys are better, right? The reason we're better in such a short amount of time is because we're doing that Nrf2 activation. We're giving the skin's ability to protect itself from the inside out. We're not just, most of these products over here, they're good cosmetics, meaning they'll make you look better, and that's it. We're a different kind. Over here on the True Science side, we're a cosmetic. We'll make you look better, but we'll also make your skin healthier. We'll make your skin more stress resilient. We'll make your skin be able to respond to the stress that it's under internally and externally right down at the cellular level. We know that because we can do these in isolated skin samples where we can measure things like thymine dimers. This is a way to measure DNA damage in the skin. And we can show with true science, applied once a day for 6 days, we're reducing significantly the level of DNA damage, right? So right down at the genetic level, we're protecting the skin. We're not just doing a surface effect. We're not just making the appearance of those wrinkles and the appearance of those fine lines go away and the appearance of skin tone and the appearance of the surface effect. We're actually having this effect right down at the genetic level. It looks like this. So here's what a lot of people will do. They'll go out and they'll buy a retinol facial cream and they'll use that for a week or so. This is actually showing a cell cross-section of the skin where you can see, look how bloated this looks. One of the effects that people like of retinol is that you'll put it on and it'll puff up your skin a little bit, right? And puffing it makes some of those fine lines go away, right? You're like, you're blowing up a balloon. The problem is with that puffing, you're causing cellular damage. So this skin looks better temporarily, but you're actually causing a damaging effect down through all 6 to 7 layers of the skin. Here, you don't have to be a histologist to see that the one on the right-hand side looks better than the one on the left-hand side. This is true science facial cream after 7 days. Thicker, more uniform dermal layer. You're getting an effect all the way down here, not just at the surface level. That's what we're doing here. The results are so good, we submitted some of these scientific results to a big scientific conference, cosmetic scientific conference in Zurich, and we're going to be able to, these got accepted a couple of weeks ago. So we're going to be able to present these at that conference in September, and we're going to be able to show Nrf2 activation through all layers of the skin. Activation of genes that are associated with healthy skin. So I'm not going to share all that genetic data with you. After September, we'll be able to release some of that. But this is really, really exciting stuff. Here are some of the key bullet points. The reason I'm showing you this kind of stuff is because we can show in a skin sample increased Nrf2 protein amount to give you a bigger shield, more protection. That we can boost skin protection from UV exposure by reducing DNA damage. That's an important effect. We can fight the signs of aging through all layers of the skin. I want to show that to you before I step into Axio, which I'm going to do right now, because a lot of times with Protandim, people will take it, and they're not able to go, oh, yeah, my Nrf2 feels really good right now, right? It doesn't work that way. You can't necessarily feel that happening in your body at the cellular level. But this, you can see. And when we tissue direct it to the brain, you can feel it, right? So how our products are evolving, I think, is important for people who want to get those real benefits. I'm going to skip over that one because I want to get into this perform your best thing. I said at the beginning, this idea of performing your best isn't just about athletes. I am going to talk specifically about athletes in just a second, but it's something where I think it should apply to everybody. Because when you're not performing your best, a lot of times it's because You're simply tired. Sometimes it's because you're stressed out. Sometimes it's because you're depressed. People will literally say, I just feel off today. And what's off is that cellular balance. So, you know, I said before, we can measure psychology surveys and we can measure someone's vigor. We can measure their fatigue. We measure it as confusion, but it's mental focus. We can correlate those psychological parameters to their biochemical parameters. And we can say to somebody, the reason that you're fatigued today is because your cortisol is up 20%, or your free radicals are higher, or your T-bars is higher, or whatever the case may be. That's all great stuff from a scientific perspective, but nobody wants to feel like that, right? And so many of us feel like that on a regular basis, that one of the things that kind of depresses me a little bit is when I go out around the country and I talk to people who feel like that, they've accepted it. They have said to themselves, well, this is just the way it's supposed to be, I guess. You know, I'm getting older, and you know, I've got a lot of stress, and I got a lot of stuff going on right now. You know, then that's just the way it's going to be. And I want to kick them and say that isn't the way it's supposed to be, right? The way it's supposed to be is every single one of us should bounce out of bed in the morning because we can't wait to attack the day. That our energy levels are highest; they're supposed to be highest first thing when we get out of bed in the morning. Our circadian rhythm, our energy level should be really high, and then they should slowly dissipate throughout the day. And at the end of the day, we should be completely relaxed, and we should want to just take advantage of The sun has gone down. We're going to relax. We're going to get ready and go to bed. We're going to zonk right out. We're going to sleep like the dead. We're going to wake up in the morning and bounce out of bed again. That's the normal human circadian rhythm. And people are just rolling their eyes at me right now because that doesn't exist for most people, right? What most people do is they have a flip-flop circadian rhythm. They have a circadian rhythm where instead of being energized in the morning and throughout the day, they're fatigued and they're dragging themselves through the day. And you would think that person, as soon as their head hit the pillow, they'd go right out, right? But that isn't what happens with most people. What happens with most people? They're, as soon as their head goes down, their head starts going, their head starts spinning, their brain starts running through the financial stress and the worries and that kind of stuff. So you're restless when you should be restful. That flip-flop circadian rhythm is something that we are addressing with Axio. And I don't talk about it a lot because it gets kind of in the weeds of biochemistry and psychology. But what Axio is truly doing is taking that flip-flop circadian rhythm where you're fatigued in the day and restless at night and puts it back to where it's supposed to be, where you're energetic in the day and relaxed at night. And that is a disconnect for a lot of people because they'll look at Axio and they'll say to themselves, well, that's an energy drink. That's a healthy version of Red Bull, and I'm going to take it for energy. That's a great reason to take it because you want more energy. But it really is a multi-dimensional way of thinking about feeling better, right? It's getting us to get back into our normal, balanced circadian rhythm so that because our stress levels are balanced, our cellular stress levels are back to the level where they should be. So very, very different way of thinking about energy. So this is bad. This is bad enough if you feel this way. But the thing that's really sort of diabolical about it is the underlying effect that's going on. The reason you feel that way, cellular stress, biochemistry is out of balance, but your body is catabolic. Your body's breaking down faster than it can build itself back up. So what you see here, similar to the skin slides that I showed you before, these are brain cells. These are neurons. On the left-hand side, you've got one that's under a normal level of cellular stress. Right, a balance level. You have a neuron that looks fantastic. It's long, it's large, it has a thick body, it has a lot of projections. The one on the right hand side is under a high level of cellular stress. Too many free radicals, not enough antioxidants. Too many inflammatory cytokines, not enough anti-inflammatory ones. Too much cortisol, etc., etc. And what you see is a structural impairment. You see that individual cell is shrunken, it's broken. You can see that it has fewer projections. The projections that are there are thinner. Some of them are physically disrupted. So in a brain, you know, these are derived from rodent models, right? So this mouse would not be able to find his keys at the end of the maze. We've all been there before, right? There's something you can't quite remember it. That's part of the functional impairment and the structural impairment of being under high levels of cellular stress. And when we're in that state, we can't feel it happening on the cellular level. We can't feel when we activate nerve 2 on the cellular level. We feel it on this global level. When we feel that way, a lot of times we'll reach for one of these or be prescribed one of these, right? These are things to fix your mood. These are things to fix your restlessness, the sleep drugs. These are things to fix your brain fog and the fact that you can't concentrate on things anymore. These are things to fix your general fatigue and the fact that your circadian rhythm is off and you're dragging yourself through the day. I put those up there because that, when you add all of that up, that's about $100 billion every single year in the United States alone that people spend because we don't feel the way we want to feel, right? And I'm not an anti-pharmaceutical person by any stretch of the imagination, but if the reason we feel that way is because our circadian rhythm is off, and if our circadian rhythm is off because we have too high level of cellular stress, why don't we just go to the root of the problem and fix the cellular stress piece, therefore restoring balance, therefore renormalizing circadian rhythm, therefore getting ourselves to feel better again? That's the idea behind Axio. So when we put this product together, we did two versions. Both that give sustained energy, but an additional version that gives a very noticeable energy boost without the jitters. But you'll see in the center here, they all share the same sorts of benefits around around a multifunctional approach. It's not just about jazzing up your energy levels, right? We can do that with a Red Bull and a donut. That's easy to do. The energy piece is simple. The sustained focus and mood and vigor and stress resilience, that's the hard part, but that's the important part. So when we put the product together, we use the same sort of a scenario with all of our products. Same as Protandim, same as True Science. We take a matrix approach where we're using Nrf2 activators and we're using brain enhancers from a natural perspective to rebalance cellular metabolism. So you can see up here at the top, all of the formulas of Axio share these Nrf2 activators to protect the brain against cellular stress. New Zealand pine bark, green tea, and quercetin. That's the secret sauce. That's the base of all the Axio formulas around the world. And then we have these additional ingredients that help with relaxation or neuronal function or cellular energy pathways, etc. So that you get that holistic sort of an effect. And that's a funny thing about Axio is that people will say, I get energy, but it also helps me sleep. And that is nothing that you're ever going to find in a traditional energy beverage. It's because of that circadian rhythm rebalancing. So here's what you're getting from a Red Bull or a Monster. You know, you are getting a physical energy effect. You are getting a mental focus effect. But what happens after that energy enters your body? Yeah, it exits pretty darn fast, right? That's the crash that people refer to. That's why, I don't know if you guys know this from a market research perspective, how do people buy those products, right? What's their behavior when they buy a product? They pull up to the 7-Eleven, they go in, they slap down their $3 or $4, and they walk out with what?
Sugar.
Two. Right? That's the buying behavior of the traditional energy drink consumer. They buy two at a time. They slam one right now and they go shoo, right up, and they have the other one for when the crash comes. Right? So they can bring themselves back up again, and then they'll eventually crash again. We don't do that part of it. We add these pieces in. We add one part brain protection, one part improved mood, one part stress resilience, so we get this multi-dimensional effect where people just go, I just like the way it makes me feel, right? And if I can get someone to say that, that solves a lot of problems. So here's some data from a 400 subject study that we did recently. We've got some additional studies underway right now that we'll probably be releasing in Kansas City in a couple of months. So what we're looking at here is initial energy boost and duration of energy boost. As I mentioned before, the initial energy boost piece is easy. We can get that in a lot of people. So depending on the flavor that we gave people, huckleberry green grape or red raspberry, what we're looking at here, these first three bars represent about 75% of the subjects reported that they had a fast effect. This energy feeling was coming into their bodies within a very short period of time, minutes. It was lasting for hours, depending on the person. 1 to 2 hours, 3 to 4 hours. This set of bars is 4 or more hours. So we're getting a quick effect, minutes. We're getting a long-lasting effect, hours. That's with one usage. That's cool. The really cool stuff comes in when you use it every day. When you use an Axio every single day for 7 days, and that's what these data show. Then we start to see significant changes in mental focus, a high percentage of people feeling that after 7 days, and this is my favorite one, the feeling that you're accomplishing more. That feeling, it exerts itself after about 7 days. And the reason that that's important, I think, that people feel like they're accomplishing more is because that's a lot more than just energy. That's a lot more than just feeling better. It's a lot more than just having a better mood, right? And not snapping at people, right? Accomplishing more is more akin to what I would maybe label as motivation. It's more akin to the vigor that I've talked about a couple of times, right? That's sort of the type of energy that's very actionable, that makes you want to get up and do something with it. And it's a really neat thing to see this, because it can literally be life-changing for somebody who has the energy in the afternoon when they get home from work to hang out with their kids, or the energy on the weekends to come to a seminar like this, right? This is awesome. Or to volunteer with your church or your community, or take up a hobby that you had to put to the side because you were too exhausted all the time, right? Those are huge quality of life improvers if you can get somebody to feel that good again. The other thing, and this sounds weird coming from a scientist, the other thing that we see when people feel this much better is that they pay it forward, right? People will see that in them and they'll say, what are you doing? You're doing something that seems to be really good for you. Well, let me show you. Let me tell you about it. Let me help you feel as good as I feel right now. That's a really, really positive thing from a social perspective. Here's some of the things people said about Axio. I'll skip over those. But that's built into all of our products. And one of the things that's interesting about this business is that all of the stuff that I said up to this point, you can completely discount, right? You can just forget about it. Because this business isn't about you guys trying to repeat what I just said. It's not about you guys becoming what we jokingly refer to as Nerf 2 nerds, right? You get really excited about Nerf 2 and cellular stress and, you know, balancing the body, and you run out there and you start telling everybody in the Vail Valley. That isn't what this is about. It's about understanding that this is a different way of thinking about improving our health and improving how we feel and how we look and how we perform. And you just need to go out there and share that with people. And the reason that we say it's a sharing business is because we try to create tools for you to deliver that information for people so you don't have to become that Nerf 2 scientist. We've got books like this one, Deadly Antioxidants, explains why what people are doing now with antioxidants is not protecting them, it's actually killing them. And you know, the book, the title is a little dramatic, but it's that way for a reason. We have a whole series of Nerf 2 brochures so that you can look at just the cardiovascular system or just the skin or just the heart. We have a new one just on athletes. We have a whole series of videos that you can send people to online. You know, some people like to read those brochures. Some people like to watch a video. Some people like to listen. I'm recording this right now, so you'll be able to download this as an MP3 and listen to it in the car. We have webinars that we do on a regular basis about different topics related to Nerf 2 science and related to our products. The whole team approach that I said before, you know, it's myself as a scientist. It's Dr. Natalie Chevreau, who heads up our skin department. It's our whole R&D team that does market research and educational videos and things like that. It's our scientific advisory board, which is a global board of scientific advisors that help us figure out, are we doing the right studies? Are we asking the right questions? Are we looking at the right ingredients? That kind of stuff. We have brochures that we educate about specific products as well. So this is one that we just came out with about canine health. This was based on a study that was just presented March 31st at the Experimental Biology Scientific Conference. And what we found here in this trial, well, you can read the conclusions, dietary supplementation of dogs for 60 days with canine health, which is basically the dog version of Protandim, resulted in a significant improvement in overall owner perception of pet behavior, as well as notable trends for an increase in catalase, that's one of those protective enzymes, a reduction in T-bars, that's that damaging cellular stress marker I showed you before, and an improved cognitive function. So the fact that we improved protection, we reduced damage, and we improved a physical, psychological outcome, right? That's exactly what we see across the board with all of these products. We do it on the skin, you look better. We do it in the brain, you feel better. We do it with your dog, and he jumps up on the bed all the time because he couldn't do that before. You know, so this is real stuff that we're seeing here with this sort of esoteric cellular protection pathway that we're trying to take mainstream, because it really is in a lot of ways the next big thing, not just in nutrition but in medicine in general, that if we can teach the body to protect itself, that's going to be a good thing. So here's one that we just did in athletes. This was presented on April 1st at that Experimental Biology Scientific Conference. This was done by some researchers up at Colorado State, and here's the title. I got to read the title because I just love it. Mitochondrial biogenesis in response to exercise or hydrogen peroxide treatment is not blunted by upregulation of endogenous antioxidants. Isn't that awesome? What does it mean? What it means is that there's a big controversy in medicine in general about taking too many antioxidants and causing prostate cancer and skin cancer and lung cancer and higher mortality rates. There's a big controversy within sport nutrition that if you're taking those supplements, you might be blunting the effects, the benefits of your exercise training, right? So how many runners are there in here, for example? Yeah, so what if you went out and you, how often do you run?
Lately, not so much.
Oh, bummer. Because of your stressful life, right? When you do run, how far do you run? 10 miles, okay, so you're a serious runner, right? What if you found out that you went out for that 10-mile run, and then you came back and you took your vitamin C tablet to protect your body from the stress that you just put it under, and that vitamin C tablet completely blunted any benefit you were getting from that exercise? You'd be pissed, right? I would be. Right. So, you know, that's what the theory was. And so there's been studies now to show, yep, that happens with vitamin C. Yep, it happens with vitamin E. Yep, it happens with resveratrol. And so there's hundreds of thousands of athletes that are running around out there, literally running around out there, supplementing with high doses of antioxidants because they're thinking, I'm putting my body under additional stress by this workout, which is true. I need more protection, which is true. Let me take this vitamin supplement, that's going to protect me, which is false. And not only is it false, it's not protecting them, it's interfering with their body's ability to do this, mitochondrial biogenesis. When you do that 10-mile run, over the next couple of days, your body's making more mitochondria. Those are the little organelles inside your cells that make energy, that burn fat, that enable you to run 11 miles the next time, and 12 miles the next time, and 13 miles the next time. It's responsible for the adaptation of your exercise regimen. When you supplement with vitamin C, it reduces the cellular adaptation to exercise training. So in this group that was supplemented with vitamin C, they had less mitochondrial biogenesis. They were blunting the adaptation from the exercise regimen. That's a pretty bad effect. It's not a deadly effect, but man, if you're an athlete, that's pretty darn close to being deadly, right? This is a big issue for you. But Protandim supplementation allowed normal post-exercise cellular adaptation. So you can go and read this actual abstract if you want to and get the details. But what basically happened was vitamin C group suppressed biogenesis. Protandim group had both normal biogenesis and less cellular damage. So we were able to protect the cells but allow that normal adaptation process to go through. That, I just got goosebumps when I said that, because that right there is the holy grail, to be able to harness the body's own protective mechanisms so you can allow the good stuff to continue happening, but you can stop the bad stuff from happening, right? We're changing performance right down at the cellular level, and that's cool. That's wicked cool, as I would say. So we've got other brochures where, you know, the cell cross sections that we put up there, we can have these in the brochure so you can show somebody this is what's happening in your skin through all layers of the skin, unlike other cosmetic products. We have new marketing brochures where we show you not just about Nerf 2, but we show you about the actual products. And we put in one of the things with the company over the last couple of years is that it's been reluctant to talk very aggressively about Nerf 2 and what it's really doing in the body. So what we've done with the latest round of marketing brochures is really put some teeth into the claims that we're doing, right? Because this is something people need to hear about. They need to understand that Protandim is taking a normal cell that's under attack and becoming damaged with cellular stress. Nerf 2 activation with Protandim is taking it back to normal. That we're having this restorative effect. That it's not just protecting, it's really bringing you back to a normal, healthy state. That's a differentiating factor, and we need to let people know that. We do that with our True Science brochures as well. We have a new website that's just gone up called nerf2science.com, which, you know, the FDA regulates our industry pretty strictly. And there's certain things we can do from a product marketing perspective, and there's certain things we can do from a science education perspective. And the FDA is pretty clear about what we can do here and what we can do there. So we set up this new website called Nerf2Science so we can talk about educational things around Nerf2 there that doesn't cross the line over into our marketing stuff. So check that out if you want to really get into the weeds sometime. And I think where this leaves us, right, is with a really unique opportunity for people, right? You might be here and you might now be excited about the products, and that's awesome. You might also think a little bit further down the line and say, you know what? Those products are great, but man, that could be a fantastic business opportunity, and that's what our company is about. We've seen a lot of success over the last 5 years, up to the tune of $200 million now, of building a business around this very unique, very different way of protecting the body. So this is what I think, from my perspective as a product guy, guy is what our value proposition looks like. If we look at, I like graphs, so sorry, I'm showing you one last graph to end this off. If you look at money, and you're, is anybody interested in money in here? I am. I'm putting up two hands like Gary is here. Who's interested in health? I'm really interested in health. I've spent my whole career doing the health thing. So if we look at our ability to make more money within network marketing, there's a lot of companies, to be perfectly honest with you, a lot of companies where you can get that. You can go and you can sell cell phone service through network marketing. You can sell home alarm systems through network marketing. You can sell soap on a rope. You can sell all kinds of different things through network marketing. You can make money at it. And I say that a little dismissively because those are things that don't get me excited. What gets me excited is the health piece and the performance piece. And so there's a lot of products that sell good, healthy, beneficial products. Right? You can go to Whole Foods, and I have colleagues who develop products that go on the shelf at Whole Foods. You can get some great products down there, or any store. But you sitting out there, me standing up here, we can't. There's no opportunity to make money with those very good, healthful products. There are lots of companies that give you this, which is not a lot of opportunity to make money and not a lot of opportunity to change people's health. So you want to stay away from these guys, right? These are the minefields. But this is where we are. This is where LifeVantage is. We've got the best opportunity for people to legitimately help their own health and the health of people around them. That's significant, I think. But the fact that you can make a lot of money at it, that you can build a global, lucrative global business opportunity around that, in Thailand, in Japan, in the Vale Valley, wherever you want to go, that I think is a significant thing. You're going to hear from some people later on today who have completely changed their lives and changed the lives of millions of people around the world because LifeVantage is up here. If this is something that gets you excited, that you can change people's health and change their financial perspective, reduce their cellular stress with the products, and reduce their financial stress with the business opportunity, that's what we're going to do here, and that's what you're going to hear about for the rest of the day. So thanks a lot for listening to me this morning, you guys. I appreciate it. Who am I handing this back over to? Jen? Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sean.
Wow, he's amazing, huh, guys? I forgot to take my Nerf stand on this morning, and I think just listening to Chantal just activated my nerve, too.
Quick question. Should I not be taking a multi-